Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture comes from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 4 through 11. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person for the common good. A word of wisdom is given by the Spirit to one person. A word of knowledge is another according to the same Spirit. Faith to still another by the same Spirit. Gifts of healing to another in the one Spirit, performances of miracles to another, prophecy to another, the ability to tell spirits apart to another, different kinds of tongues to another, and the interpretation of the tongues to another. All these things are produced by the one and same Spirit, who gives what he wants to each person. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. So I believe as Christians, we are always yearning to know God's will. This church has 175 years of people discerning God's will and plans for this congregation and for each of its members. I also believe that God wants everyone to know God's will. God doesn't withhold grace, play games, or tease us to test our faith or our worthiness to be trusted with the divine insight. I'm convinced that God is far more prone to human revelation than I am to divine encounter. God's will for you and I, everyone, and our faith committees should always be discerning and act upon God's will. So our scripture from James reminds us of patience, trustworthiness, and prayer. And the Apostle Paul reminds us that we have to been given spiritual gifts for the benefit of ourselves, but also our community. There's an ancient fable that I think helps us think about how we, the community of faith believers, can discern God's will. So here are the fable. The tribe silently moved from the narrow forest path into a beautiful tree-lined meadow. A small stream ran through the meadow, and green grass formed an inviting carpet on both sides of the stream. Vines of various strengths and textures and color hung from the trees that surrounded the meadow. The tribe had been searching for a path to follow, and they'd seen two openings into the woods, one on each side of the stream. Some members of the tribe wanted to take the path that led through the pine trees. Others wanted to take the path through the hardwood. They knew they needed to stay together, but they could not agree on a common path. When the members of the tribe spied the vines, they began to pick the firmest and the strongest, and they began to weave the tendrils into long ropes that would withstand great pressure without breaking. Then they positioned themselves in two groups, one on each side of the stream, so they stood closest to the path they favored. Their new rope was stretched across the stream so everyone would be able to take hold of the rope and pull. A tug of war would determine which side would prevail and which path the tribe would follow. "Come over here and pull with us," some called. "We need strong folks over here," came the reply. A tug of war began. At first, there was little movement. Then the rope began to move back and forth. First one side encouraged, and then the other side seemed to be winning, and all the while, both of the sides filled the meadow with shouting and panting and groaning. As one group began to prevail, several people from the other side turned loose the rope and crossed the stream to help the pull. Some nearest the stream slipped on the grass and fell into the mud. Others could not stand the pressure, so they let go of the rope and watched. One group seemed to gain strength and began to pull the rope harder, while their opponents hung on for dear life and hoped, against all odds, to reverse the direction of that tug of war was taking. Finally, one group pulled into the narrow stream. The tug of war was over. The people on the winning side happily jumped and danced and cheered and celebrated their triumph. They beckoned the losers to come join them on their side and to enter their chosen path. Some of the losers slowly fell into place behind the winning group. Others trailed along at a distance. Some were reluctant to join the victors and separate from the tribe. And some trudged up out of the stream, muddy and bruised, and were pulled out and pushed along the new path. The victors marched ahead, chanting, "We are strong, we are right, we prevailed with all our might." After a year or two, the tribe entered a similar meadow. They saw the carpet of grass, a stream that divided the meadow, and the vines hanging from the trees. They noticed two new paths on the opposite sides of the meadow. One led through the fruit trees, the other through the nut trees. Again, the members of the tribe were uncertain which path to follow. However, the tribe had learned from experience. They still picked the vines, but each person chose vines that were representative of his or her character. Instead of weaving the vines into a single strong tug of war, the members of the tribe fashioned pom-poms by holding several vines together in each hand. Then the group began to move back and forth across the stream, exploring the edges of the meadow for new paths openings, paying attention to other people and the color of his or her pom-poms. They began to move in and out, back and forth, up and down, round and round, circling and weaving and whirling. They responded to one another, sometimes deferring to one, sometimes asserting themselves. A beautiful dance formed and continued until suddenly, all at once, the tribe ceased the movement. The members of the tribe came to rest with their arms limp and their heads bowed. each savoring the silence. While they, when they lifted their heads, they found that nearly everyone was standing in a circle at one side of the stream. The sun was rising over a previously unnoticed path in the front of them. The few still standing on the other side jumped over the stream and joined the tribe. With lifted arms, the sage broke the silence. "This is a fine new day. We have found a better way to be a tribe." And all the members of the tribe responded by singing, "When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shouldn't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come around right." Then all the members of the tribe proceeded down the path together. Their hymn echoed across the meadow. Sometimes groups and churches seek to prevail by using power and influence, reasoned discourse, and carefully plotted strategies. This is not about a tug of war within religious groups. This, our search, our discernment, is about a process like a dance by which religious groups come to rest on a course of action. In the dance, all the participants' wisdom and gifts, humility, reason, intuition, tradition, religious practice, all poured forth until the divine presence breaks in and lights the right path, offering sight and guidance to individuals and to groups. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.